I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Well, maybe next year.
That's the brilliance of Francis Albert Sinatra right there. Let's do a twofer with Stephen Sondheim. We've got a good thing going gone from She Shot Me Down. Again, Frank Sinatra.
It started out like a song. We started quiet and slow with no surprise. Then one morning I woke to realize we had a good thing going. It's not that nothing went wrong. Some angry moments, of course, but just a few, and only moments, no more, because we knew we had a good thing going. And if I wanted too much, was that such a mistake? At the time, you never wanted enough. Okay, tough, I don't make that a crime. And while it's going along, you take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, and still I say, it could have kept on growing instead of just kept on. We had a good thing going, going, gone. Was that such a mistake? At the time, you never wanted enough. Okay, tough, I don't make that a crime. And while it's going along, take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, and still I say, it could have kept on going instead of just kept on. We had a good thing going, going, gone.
When I was the governor of California, I received a letter one day from a woman who lived in the Palm Springs area. She was a widow and the mother of a schoolboy, a small boy, and dependent on welfare. And somehow, through the bureaucracy, her welfare benefits had been canceled, and she had been denied this that was so necessary to her living. And she did what a few people have done, and which I always encourage, and that was, finally, having exhausted all the bureaucratic channels, she wrote to me. And I had a bird dog on my staff that I used for messages of that kind, and he came back to me with the report that she was deserving. She belonged on welfare. She was entitled to that. And so we set the bureaucratic machinery right, cured the bureaucratic bungle. But in her letter also, it was just in the period before Christmas, and she told me that there would be no Christmas in her home. She told me what a pain this was to her, about unable to do what she would like to do for her little boy. He was the only boy, she said, in her school that didn't have a bicycle. She went on about a few things, not really self-pitying, but just telling me the facts of her life. Well, as I say, we had solved the one problem, but I picked up the phone and called a fellow that did a little bit of singing, show business, and I told him about the letter, and I started to read it. And I'd only read about a half a page, and he interrupted me and said, "Send me the letter." And I did. Well, it was sometime after Christmas that I received another letter from this widowed mother. And she told me that the day before Christmas, a delivery man had come to her door, laden with gifts, packages for her son, for herself, including a bicycle. She said he was wearing dark glasses, and she thought he looked vaguely familiar. But then she found a scrap of a sales slip that was still affixed to some of the wrappings on the packages when she disposed of those, and she asked me, could it really have been? And I was able to communicate with her and say yes, that Santa Claus disguised as a delivery man was Frank Sinatra.
So that is at the National Italian American Foundation. That is the great Ronald Reagan talking about his friend Frank Sinatra. How beautiful was that? What a great story was that? And as we came out of those beautiful Stephen Sondheim songs, I wanted to just showcase that. I meant to do that last week. And then Mr. Sinatra got up, and really, he was great at the mic, too. This is like 1985 at NEOF, National Italian American Foundation. They were honoring Frank Sinatra, and the president of the United States at the time, Ronald Reagan, very, very close to Mr. S, was up, and he did his speech first, and then Mr. Sinatra closed, which I just love, because usually it's the president that closes. Well, not when you're Frank Sinatra, so I just thought you would like to hear that. Hey, can I play this for a second? We're doing good on time a little bit. I've been meaning to play this. I've had this backed up, but Frank Sinatra, as I always tell you, was a social justice warrior. He broke the color barrier in entertainment, and it's still a Black History Month, so I had this logged in the set list, and I've been meaning to play it. It is one of the coolest things I've ever seen, and I got to play a little bit of it. And I'm going to retweet it out. It's a video. I think I got it on YouTube of Cab Calloway. Cab Calloway. Not only Cab Calloway, but it was Cab Calloway and two brothers called the Step Brothers, and it was Nicholas and Fayard. And Harold, I'm sorry, the Nicholas brothers. I gotta tell you something. It is the most extraordinary dance, upbeat, exciting song. Cab Calloway starts it. Now, of course, we'll have to bow out because we have a break, but you're not gonna be able to see the dancing, but I'm gonna retweet it. It's better than, with respect, it's better than Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, better than Michael Jackson, these two brothers, and you never hear about these guys. You never hear anybody talking about it. And that's why, look, Mr. Sinatra always showcased Ella Fitzgerald. He always showcased Count Basie, Sammy Davis. He made Quincy Jones who he is. Quincy Jones will tell you that. So, in regards to Black History Month, let's swing with this. And then I'm going to tweet it out. You get to watch it on your phone or on your computer. But this is a swinging song. I've been meaning to play it in celebration of Black History Month. It's Cab Calloway, and this is Jumpin' Jive.
Jumpin' jive makes you dig your jive on the mellow side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. The Jim Jam jump is a silent jive. Makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Now don't you be that igaroo. Get hep, come on, and then you follow through. You get your study food. You make up the jolly jump of the like of the gators do. Jim Jam jump is a jumpin' jive. You like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. The Jim Jim jumping jive makes you a hap hap on the Mahala side. Gibbly, bubbly, bubbly, biddly, bubbly, giddly, giddly, bang, 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 da da. Now I've told you about the jumping jive. Jim Jim jump the jumping jive. You got to dig this mellow jive. Yes, yes, you dig it on the mellow side. A bubbly, bubbly, bubbly boy.
Come on. Is this not one of the greatest, hippest things you've ever heard? That's a band known as Cab Calloway. You just plain don't hear about it. And I'm going to retweet this out. I'm going to put this on X, and you can catch up and see the most magnificent dance routine from a group, two guys called the Step Brothers, who get virtually no credit. And really, they really, I'm sure they taught James Brown everything that he knew. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Hey, it's Sundays with Sinatra. Love having you at my house. And you know what? Don't go away, because we're coming right back.
Sundays with Sinatra, with your host, the Vice Chairman of the Board, Joe Piscopo, in the Great American Songbook on Music Radio.
Be impeccably dressed with a bull of a Frank Sinatra timepiece on your wrist, incorporating vintage designs with the iconic elements of the legendary performer. Frank Sinatra's classic fedora and his signature are some of the standout details. The collection pays tribute to Bulova and Frank Sinatra's relationship dating back to the 1950s. Frank Sinatra wore Bulova watches throughout his life. They sponsored the Frank Sinatra Show. Today, Bulova honors Mr. Sinatra with watches named after some of his most beloved songs, Summer Wind, Young at Heart, Fly Me to the Moon. These timepieces come in both self-winding automatic or quartz movements, beautifully presented in special edition packaging inspired by a record player. Bulova Frank Sinatra watches have a classic elegance like Frank Sinatra himself. The full collection is available at Macy's and Macy's.com. Frank Sinatra's music and styling transcends generations. A Bulova watch is a fabulous gift for any occasion for that special person in your life. Purchase a Bulova watch today. Go to Macy's for the full assortment of gorgeous Frank Sinatra Bulova timepieces.
Simpson Sheet Metal is helping kids in our community to become million-word readers through Read on Sonoma. This year, 1,200 elementary students in 6 local schools are participating, winning prizes as they read. And Simpson Sheet Metal is proud to be a part of it. Here's Barbie Simpson, owner of Simpson Sheet Metal.
One of the things I cherish most in my life is my grandkids. Spending time with them gives me such great joy. Our favorite thing to do is cuddle up by the fireplace with our blanket and read together. As we read, I watch their comprehension grow. They love new and funny words like whippersnapper, hullabaloo, and bamboozled. I can see the amazement in their eyes as they listen and grow with each and every word.
Lifetime outcomes for children who learn to read and build comprehension include better health, higher income, and increased graduation rates. Simpson Sheet Metal and Read On Sonoma, dedicated to improving children's lives in Sonoma County. ReadOnSonoma.org.
There are lots of people you could call for your tree care needs. Some are good, some are bad. So how do you choose? Choosing an arborist is just like choosing a doctor, only for your trees. That means they should have the education, credentials, and qualifications necessary to do the job. At Skyview Tree Experts, that's exactly what you get. Experts, with an ISA board-certified master arborist on staff and a professional team to offer the experience you deserve. Skyview provides expert tree care and vegetation management services to homeowners, businesses, and municipalities all over the Northern California Bay Area. There are lots of people you could call to trim your trees and manage your vegetation. But when it comes to choosing an arborist, the smart choice is Skyview Tree Experts. Financing options available. Check out their services and reviews online. Then book a free consultation with an expert from the Skyview team. When it comes to your trees, trust the experts. Skyview Tree Experts. Online at skyview-tree.com. Skyview-tree.com.
Jazzy.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tum-tum, when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, 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 night and day. Only you, beneath the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day. And oh, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you. Day
Sundays with Sinatra with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
My love is ever you, my love, now and forever you, my love. You walked into my lonely world. What peace of mind your smile unfurled. Yes, and because of you, my love, my wishful dreams came true, my love. In my uncertain life, I am only certain of how much I love you, my love.
It's got a face and feet now. How do you like it?
It's just wonderful.
Come on in and join the family.
Yes, and because of you, my love, my wishful dreams came true, my love.
In my uncertain heart, I am only certain of how I love you, my love.
All right, that's
so
for you, Jen.
And so I'm out, but so are many others. So I feel like trying to hide my head 'neath these covers. Life is like the seasons. After winter comes the spring. So I'll keep this smile a while and see what tomorrow brings. I've been told, and I believe, that life is meant for living. And even when my chips are low, there's still some left for giving. I've been many places, maybe not as far as you. So I think I'll stay a while and see if some dreams come true. There isn't much that I have learned through all my foolish years, except that life keeps running in cycles. First there's laughter, then those tears. But I'll keep my head up high, although I'm kind of tired. My gal just up and left last week. Friday, I got fired. You know,
funny, but things can't get worse than now. So I'll keep on trying to sing, but please just don't ask me now.
Tony, that's for you. Great choice. Don Costa, Judith Caldwell wrote that song. And the song before Young at Heart from the Young at Heart film, You My Love, there was a gal named Janet's been asking me forever, not our Janet, another Janet to play it. So I wanted to cover everything. And I think we did all we were supposed to do tonight. And we'll do more next week. So we love you. We love you for staying with us. We love you for listening. All right. So good night, Mr. Sinatra, wherever you are. God bless you. God bless your family. And we'll see you next week.
Jazzy 93.7 is KJZY, Sebastopol.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never wink back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now that you've turned that lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Pavement
always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once, am